It's Thursday, February 10th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Google pivots on Stadia to a white label approach. Apple, ID.me, and Amazon updates. And black tech workers move jobs more and why they do. This is the Business of Tech. Business Insider is reporting that Google is trying to salvage its Stadia game streaming service under the new name Google Stream. The company has deprioritized Stadia and is now focused on trying to sell the service to other companies. Google has inked a deal with Peloton for back-end streaming, Bungie for streaming, and AT&T to offer Batman Arkham Knight in web browsers. This white-label solution is being made available to other technology companies. Why do we care? I previously said my interest in this space is around the idea of using the technology to stream applications. Google's pivot to deliver the technology as a service is why I care about this. It's one step closer to that option. They aren't alone in this capability. Microsoft's cloud gaming is a similar service, and it's a lot less difficult to see the connection between Microsoft's Azure business and the application of this technology. And in another round of follow-ups, let's update on stories I've previously covered. Apple has officially announced that Tap to Pay feature on iPhone. Coming later this year, businesses can use their iPhones to accept Apple Pay with a single tap. The feature will also work for contactless credit cards and debit cards and other digital wallets. The company is also opening up the platform and allowing app developers and other payment platforms to use it too, and Stripe will be the first third party to leverage it. ID.me, the company at the heart of the IRS facial recognition scandal, announced that it would make facial recognition verification optional for all of its public sector government partners. Additionally, starting March 1st, the company says all ID.me users will be able to delete their face scans. Amazon has announced its virtual healthcare program, Amazon Care, is now available nationwide. According to a blog post, the hybrid service, which pairs virtual care with the option for an in-home nurse's visit, will be available in 20 additional cities in 2022. That in-person component is already up and running in 8 cities, including Seattle and Los Angeles. Why do we care? Tactical catch-ups here. Retail-focused providers will care about potential shifts in point-of-sale options from Apple, and healthcare-focused ones will be interested in Amazon's continued push into healthcare. When you get that big, only big industries will satisfy the need to grow, and why Apple and Amazon are pushing. Facial recognition isn't popular. Note that. In research from executive search firm Russell Reynolds Associates, black tech workers moved employers every 3.5 years to advance, compared to an average of 5.2 years for non-black tech workers, quoting extensively from CIO Dive. The tenure difference was more pronounced in workers with less than 10 years of experience, with black workers leaving after an average of 2 years, compared to an average of 4.5 years for non-black workers. Early career black tech talent may have less insight into the practical considerations of moving up the ladder, Russell Reynolds said, particularly with respect to networking. That can be seen in the larger market. Pulling from Hired's 2021 impact report, black respondents with 10 to 20 years of experience in the industry cited higher dissatisfaction with employers' performance evaluation process compared to their non-black peers. And according to Russell Reynolds, that translated to even more negative experiences for black respondents. Only 29% of black talent with 10 to 20 years of tech experience were satisfied with the equality of their pay and organizational recognition, compared to 47% of non-black talent. White employees received a salary increase after surfacing a discrepancy 28% of the time. Black and Hispanic employees received increases 20 and 15% of the time, respectively. Russell Reynolds found that black tech professionals with more than 20 years of experience were more likely to miss out on key experiences that would help them advance their careers. While 88% of non-Black tech workers with more than 20 years of experience had led major company initiatives, 61% of Black tech workers with equivalent experience said the same. Why do we care? In a hard labor market, companies reap what they sow. I continue to highlight these stories because when labor is so tight, the industry should be looking for ways to compete and keep employees. Here, the right thing to do and the savvy thing to do align. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Been recording some extra bonus episodes. You'll see those coming up later this month. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Part of the MSP Radio.